to just put your hand on your heart and just say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. I choose to open my heart and to receive the word that you have for me today that will propel me in my year of expansion. Amen. Can we take our seats, please? I'm just so grateful to God. Because I'm back. I came back in the year of expansion. And yeah, I'm excited. I am so excited. Like Pastor Joe was saying, I mean, Thursday, that word, well, if you weren't here, it's not the same on the podcast. But in this year, I don't know what you've been dreaming. You know, when we heard it was the year of expansion, I don't know what you kind of said to yourself, I'm going to expand in. I don't know. Maybe work, ministry, maybe just be a greater mom. I don't know, dad. But, you know, expansion involves what? Growth. Yes. And God is telling each and everyone, therefore, what? Grow up. Because right. There's some things that are acceptable when you're little. Right. You know, people let it go. And then you get to a certain age and it's no longer okay, right. That same thing. And it's interesting how God is sovereign, and yet there are some things that will not be accomplished in our lives without our cooperation. And we're waiting on him, and he's waiting on us. And so today, I thought, you know, as we'll have some meat. And if you're a vegetarian, then you'll have some hard vegetable. Because we're growing up. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about vessels of honor. And we're going to read a scripture in a minute. But what's a vessel? It's a container, right, made for a specific purpose, to hold something. Right. So a vessel is made empty so that it can carry whatever you want it to carry, right? Right. Yes. So I'd like us to read 2 Timothy chapter 2 and from verse 20 to 22. We're going to read it in the Amplified, please, Gifty. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earthenware, and some for honorable and noble use, and some for menial and ignoble use. So whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. Shun youthful lusts and flee from them, and aim at and pursue righteousness, all that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, word, and deed. And aim at and pursue faith, love, and peace, harmony and concord with others, in fellowship with all Christians who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. And so I brought some vessels with me. It was a bit hard finding some of them, but... So, what's that made of?
Clay, right.
Say silver. thank you. Yeah, you know, wasn't easy finding all of them. But you know, the Bible, the scripture we've just read, it talked about vessels of what? Honor and vessels of dishonor. And then it talked about what? Vessels made of wood and clay, and then gold and silver. And then it says that if a man cleanses himself from certain things, then they would be a vessel of honor. In other words, if you don't cleanse yourself of certain things, then you become a vessel of dishonor. So in God's house, it's kind of self-selection. You choose. We always think that he chooses. You know, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Because you choose yourself. You choose whether you want to be valuable or cheap. Primark or you choose. Because we sometimes see somebody very anointed and we think, oh, God has just dropped lots of anointing on them. But you choose. So you must decide what you want to be. And then he sets out what makes you become the wood and the clay, or the things that make you the silver and the gold. You choose. So I thought, let's do wood, right? I mean, it's nice. And I keep my keys and stuff in this one. And, you know, it's been lacquered or something. But if I took a hammer with a big knife to it, what would happen? It would break. Yeah, it would smash. Would it be any use? If the lacquer comes off, how will it look? If I left it in a bowl of water for 3 months, what would happen to it? So you see, wood is not useful in the kingdom. Maybe you're useful for a while, not long. But you can't withstand stuff. Somebody steps in your toe, I'm out. I couldn't even find the church. I went back home. Pastor Joe didn't say hello. I'm upset. That's a wooden vessel. Can't last long. Can't take the heat. That's a wooden vessel. It's spring, so got me a flower pot. What's it made of? Looks all right for now. It's new. What will happen if I just drop it? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, we got pots, you've got your plant in it 1 year, 2 years, and then you go, oh, what happened? Crack, isn't it? Yeah. Not long lasting either. Can't really take the heat either. So there's some use, but not much. Those are the vessels of what? Dishonor. Self-selection. 1 pound 75. Wilco. Cheap. Right. Not valuable. Ask your neighbor. If you left this church, would there be a vacancy? Who would notice? I mean, we love you. Talking about what you do, who'd feel your absence? That's a vessel of honor. In a great house, there are many vessels. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. And we choose. Clay, chipped easily. Easily offended. Do you know any clay ones? Are you clear? You start off looking good. Temptation comes, knocks them off. If there was anything in it, it's out. Wood, high maintenance. Your fence, what do you have to keep doing? Some broken. Yeah. And then, you know, it's leaning this way. We have to change it. Easily replaced. That's vessels of dishonor. You think about it. If you had guests coming to dinner, who's got like home everyday plates and then posh plates? Right. So when you've got your guests coming, do you give them the home everyday plates? You pull out the other plates, isn't it? The nice crockery. That's what comes out for your guests. And in the same way, you see, this scripture is telling us that God is not going to serve anything to his guests with chipped, everyday kind of vessels. The gospel is too important. The anointing is too precious. He doesn't just put it on anything and in anything. He doesn't. The scripture, can you just put it back again, please? 21. Yeah, I like the bit that says useful. We need to be what? Useful for what? Honorable and noble purposes. Consecrated. You keep them till the guests come. Little Johnny can't have his drink in that glass. It's for special guests, right? Consecrated and profitable to who?
The master.
The master. The master doesn't use the other crockery. Doesn't even use them. So if we want to be useful, again, self-selection, you choose. And that scripture tells us what to do to select yourself as gold. Simple. Now, silver was also hard to find. So what's this?
Silver.
Thank you. So we're going to think about some of the properties of silver and gold. They're solid metal. Did it crack?
No.
Did it dent?
No.
Right. I didn't have the... I couldn't drop the other ones.
Right.
You see? Silver and gold is what? Solid. Metal. The other thing is they are what? Precious, semi-precious. They're valuable.
Right.
And they last for ages.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And how are they both produced?
Fire.
Yeah. They can take the heat. They took the heat.
Right.
Before they even got there.
Yes.
That's how they're made. The Bible says that the Lord sits as a refiner of silver. Job said, for he knows the way that I take. And when I come out, I should be as gold. Yeah. You see, you don't just get a silver vessel or a gold vessel. You get it by coming through the fire.
Amen.
You can take the knocks.
Right.
You can take it. You're a cell leader. Nobody showed up. They didn't even tell you either. And you kind of, you feel it, but you're all right for next week. That you can take it. You can take it. You're growing. You're not in year 6 anymore. You've left that place. That's a vessel that the master can use. You see? And you know the fire, what does it do? Why does it go through a process of refining? That's it. It's about the removal of impurities, the dross, the stuff. So he can trust us. You see, imagine you and your hot temper and your wonderful, beautiful voice. And you feel, oh, no, I must be, you know, I must lead worship. I must. God gave me this wonderful voice. And then there's you and your hot temper. And somebody annoyed you just as you were all coming out. God help us. You, your voice, and your hot temper. Yes. So God will help you to deal with your hot temper before we will hear your wonderful voice. Or you will go to the grave, you and your wonderful voice that he gave you. So sometimes, yeah, we sit, you know, we know we have gifts. We know. People tell us. We sense it. I mean, God tells us. We know. And then we think, well, how come nobody's, you know, brought me out for the guests yet? There's some stuff in here that needs to get out of here before we can bring you out to serve the guests. The anointing is too precious. It's too precious. You see? So, I want us to look again at some of the things that we have to be purged from. Can I have verse 21 in the King James, please? And there was something else. You know, we talked about refinery, the reason why the vessels of honor go through the fire. Right. And then once you've been through the fire and you're finished, you get a hallmark, yes. Right? Yes. Not Primark jewelry, I mean the proper stuff. It's got a hallmark, right? Yes. That, the hallmark, God's seal, that's his seal of purity. Yes. Purity. Clean. This thing is clean. That's your hallmark. Because you see, we live in a day and age where there's too much of do your own thing. It's okay. You know, Jesus is our Savior. But is he our Lord? I want to do it anyhow. And I often tell my children, God hasn't changed just because you have an iPhone. You know, the word of God is still the same. Never mind where technology is these days. You see? So purity in every sense of the word is key before he will pour anything precious into you as a vessel. And yet, he has loaded us all with gifts that he wants to use. I mean, he's already said that the laborers are few. So he wants to use us. But we have a responsibility to be clean. So verse 21 says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The these he was talking about, it's, you know, in chapter 2, Paul was talking to Timothy about a lot of things. And he was telling him, you know, the things to avoid, things to shun, and so on. And he was saying, if a man purge himself from these. Now, purge is an old word. These days, we call it detox. And laxative. But in the old days, it was called purgative. Do you know what this is? Okay, what is it used for? It's a laxative. Yeah, it's horrible, yeah. It's foul. Now, because sometimes, you know, every day, by and large, everybody has a wash, right? So the outside is largely clean. But the inside might be constipated. And if all else fails, milk of magnesia does the job. And he said, if a man would purge himself. So you're talking about the stuff that's inside. The one nobody can see. After, okay, we won't be gross. but he says, if a man purge himself, if a man cleanse himself. So the responsibility lies with who? Whether you want to be constipated or not, the choice is yours. Yes. And what are we to purge ourselves from? Because it's toxic stuff, dishonorable stuff. That's what we should purge ourselves from. I mean, when you go back, you can do your further reading in verse 4. It talks about the, you know, purging yourself from the affairs of life. From, you know, along the way, it talks about false doctrine. You know, if you don't read the word yourself, then somebody can sell you holy water. Yeah. Because you don't know the word. Somebody can tell you all sorts of things. False doctrine, nonsense. Because it's easier. False teaching. But in verse 19, could we have verse 19 up, please? It says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Yeah, we're in King James today. Yeah, because sometimes some of the other words are a bit lighter and you think you can get away with stuff. He said that the Lord knows those that are his, and let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Iniquity is hidden sin. Again, the one you're all dressed up, nobody knows. We are to depart from iniquity. Wrong talking. Have you heard? Have you seen? These days it's even easier because you don't have to say anything. Just send it. Forward it. It's gone before you blinked. And so you think it's all right. Thank you. Wrong relationships. Another one. We are to purge ourselves of these things. We should know what is ringing loud alarm bells and what's not. Doesn't matter how attractive it is or enticing it is. God hasn't modernized his teaching on immorality. It's still the same in 2017. And you know, I don't know where your mind went when I said wrong relationships, but some of us also, I just feel I need to touch on this. We have a need to be needed. So we have friends who are constantly withdrawing, on making withdrawals on us. Needy friends who exhaust you and wear you out. And the devil has convinced you that you are doing God's work. No, they are dissipating your energy and your strength. So even there you need wisdom. That's what I mean by wrong relationships. just wrong lifestyle. From what you eat too much of, that you know you shouldn't. You're a vessel of honor. You don't want the vessel to give up on you with the anointing in there because you didn't take care of it, because you chose excess. What did I say at the beginning? It's self-selection. You choose. You can eat a whole bar of box of dairy milk the same day, the same hour, same minute. You can, if you choose, every day. But I like chocolate. It's my weakness. Yeah. Or whatever, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. But even our lifestyles, too much of something, telly, video games, I don't know, whatever. Facebook, yeah, too much social media, yeah. Instead of sleeping, so you'd be fresh in the morning. Wrong thinking. Everybody just bang your head. Wrong thinking. Yeah, we need to purge ourselves of wrong thinking. So we make the choice what kind of vessel we'll become. But what I do know is that God doesn't use every kind of vessel. But it's self-selection. He uses the vessels of honor. And they have to be what? Clean. That's why you need your... You need to purge yourself, yeah. Because their inner stuff, the only person stopping you is who? You, yeah. My purity is my responsibility. It isn't anyone else's. It isn't somebody made me do it. It's very, very clear. The responsibility says, if a man purge himself. I mean, God is so gracious. When we decide to do what's right, the grace to do it is right there. But you have to make that choice yourself first. When you do, the grace to do it is there. But we have to take responsibility. That's part of growing up. Taking responsibility. These days, you know, if your child gets fat because he or she ate too much crisp, you sue Walkers for making the crisp. Yeah. These days, we all find somebody to take for choices we made. And then in verse 22, could I have it in the Amplified, please? We're told to shun youthful lusts and flee from them and aim at and pursue righteousness. And righteousness, and then it sets out all that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, in word, and deed. And to aim at and pursue faith, love, peace, which is harmony and concord with others, in fellowship with all Christians who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. Shun youthful lusts and flee from them. Now, to flee, you have to do what? Run. And to run far, you're not just running. This is not a jog, you know. You're like, flee, right? So you need to be fit. And the earlier scripture talked about being fit for the master to use, right? So just as a demo about flee, right? Flee as if there's like four Rottweilers chasing you. Flee. Flee. Right. You see, he didn't say jog, have a chat with the youthful lass. He said what? Flee. It isn't just a run. You see, it's, yeah. Run for your life from certain things. You see, we forget. You see, God, the all-powerful God, if the one who can help you tells you you should run from this, don't hang around it because he's not going to help you. He said this one, just run. That's the instruction for this one. There's some he'll say, stay, stick it out, speak to it. This one, he said what? Run, flee. So we need to run from some stuff, from sin, from offense, from strife, from your hot temper. Your outbursts. Well, I didn't mean it, but you've said it. Lack of self-control. Those are youthful lusts. Youthful lusts, yeah. Silly arguments. Your impatience. Quarrelsomeness. Arrogance. He said what? Flee. He didn't say entertain it. Excuse it. Rationalize it. He said what?
Run.
Run as if there's four Rottweilers chasing you. Flee. And then in 1 Corinthians 6 and 18, there's another flee. We're to flee from immorality. Amplified spells it out. It says, shun immorality and all sexual looseness. Flee from impurity in thought, in word, or deed. Any other sin which a man commits, it's one outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That's another flee. Don't reply to. I said, it's too easy these days, you know? What's it called? Sexting. Texts, whatever. That. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Flee. Didn't say flirt with it. Feel good about it. Oh, he noticed me. He said what?
Flee.
Mm-hmm. Some people too is Nollywood. I have a friend who actually believes the stuff. She goes, oh, it's true. I said, you watch that? But you see how much of your time it takes? And then you didn't get round to, I took my Bible, but I fell asleep. Do you fall asleep during scandal? Flee. He didn't say watch two episodes, flee. Yeah. It's self-selection. We choose. Yeah, we choose. You see, if the devil came wearing a red onesie, we'd all see him. You know, they tend to draw him wearing a red onesie, you know, with his horn. All of us would see him coming. But no, he comes in scandal. To steal your time. It just comes subtly, you see. Things that are, you know, some needy friends taking up all your time. Just stuff. and busyness over busy, even in church. So vessels of honor are fit for purpose. Because what? They flee from certain things. So you could have purged yourself, fled from some stuff, but are you ready? Could we have verse 21 back again? 2 Timothy, please. Chapter 2. Because it talks about being set apart, being fit, and then being ready. Is that the one? 21, sorry. Yeah. Just the last but one line, it says, profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. So there's a third thing that we have to do. We've purged ourselves. We've run from some stuff. But now we have to run towards some stuff. You see? He said what? Pursue. Again. He said what? Pursue. Right? Pursue. Yay! You see, I just want us to know that it's, you see, sometimes we read the stuff and we need a picture in our minds about that there is effort involved to pursue something. It means you're going after it, but you're going after it with strength. You're not giving up because there's something there that you want. And I figured young people, you know, their life is in their phone, so, you know. But yes, something. And what are we to pursue? Godliness. Godliness. Verse 22, please. So both flee and pursue involve what? Vigorous action. Yeah, effort. And the responsibility is where?
Ours.
Yeah. You see, we are to pursue righteousness. That's just right behavior. Would God be embarrassed to say you're his child? Does your life reflect him? Or does he have to, you know, encourage himself in the Lord when he sees you? Just we're to run hard after righteousness. There's effort involved. We're to run hard after faith. Because when the circumstances look that way, and the word says, it's this way. You have to have faith. And faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The word of God.
So if you're not getting more and more word in you, Jerry Savelle was here on Thursday. Some idol found you. I know. Something made you not show up. Or I'll listen to the podcast. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So if you're too busy to put word in you for whatever is your busyness, How are you going to grow in faith? For when the sucker punch comes and you're wood or clay, self-selection. How are you going to trust him if you don't know him? He saved you. Yeah, he's powerful. He's good. I'm not going to hell anymore. But do you know him? Do you know he's trustworthy? I'll never forget, many, many years ago, I believe God had just about begun the transformation in my life. 9/11, I was in a hotel on a course on speaking in public or something. So there was the cameraman and, you know, the trainers there in the room filming me speaking. And then the news came. And the cameraman goes, "How could God allow such a thing?" I said, "God doesn't do things like that. That's not his handwriting." It just came out of me because I thought, that's not my father's handwriting. And I wasn't going to keep quiet. He doesn't do things like that. I told him, he doesn't do things like that. You know, but you need to know him. That's your responsibility. Yeah, the person sending you all those text messages, you get to know them, don't you? Talk to God, he's alive, our own, he's alive, he answers back. Get to know him, his plans for your life, what he wants for you, what he wants you to be doing, what you came preloaded with, that he wants you to put to use. You have to speak to him to know it. So grow in faith. Pursue it. We all have a measure of it, but we need to let it grow. And then we need to pursue what? Love. Faith works by love. Pursue love. If he didn't know that we were naturally selfish, he wouldn't tell us to pursue love. We're naturally selfish. That's us. It requires being deliberate. That's why it also says, put on love. There are times when I say, I'm wearing my love jacket because I need to put it on. Left to me alone, I know what I would be doing. But I need to love deliberately. Pursue that. Run after it. As if somebody snatched your mobile phone and you're a teenager. Run hard. Don't give up either. Take the time to listen to someone who's hurting. Just make time for somebody who's not called me. Get your mind off yourself. Yeah. Just be patient. I'm still working on that one, but I'm not where I was. Carlian. It's a private joke. Kindness. Just being considerate when you're driving. Not being easily provoked. That's what pursuing love, running after it, running hard after it, because it's not natural. And we're to pursue peace. The peace of God. Again, peace doesn't just happen because there's people around, isn't it? And there's you. So again, we have to be deliberate about it. Giving a soft answer when you could have snarled back. Wives. Says the marriage ministry pastor. Yeah, it's an effort. It's a process. You see? But once you make your mind up that I'm going to do it, the grace to do it is there. just, yeah, it might take you a lifetime, some of us, but you improve along the way. If all else fails, take 3 deep breaths before. Yeah. Something. God will give you a tool that works for your temperament. But he said we should run hard after it. He says, as you know, in Romans 12:18, it says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. So to the extent that it depends on you, you make the choice to walk away. You make the choice. If they're still standing there shouting, let them. You're not there. You made the choice. So to be vessels that he's going to use, vessels of honor that the master uses. We have to be gold. We have to be silver. We have to have gone through the fire, because then we can take it. We can take the knocks of the journey. We can take it. We're durable. We're valuable. And we're useful. Then when the master gets in the house, he goes and he picks us off the shelf. And then he pours his anointing in there. And he says, go. Go to my people. Go and bring the rest home. Go and do this for this person. Go and do that. Go and touch this. That's because he pours himself into the container. That's what we are, containers. And containers are supposed to be empty so he can fill us. So we have to rid ourselves of contaminating stuff, because otherwise the anointing will be mixed with some stuff. And what will come out of us will not be God. And that's how, you know, the people you think, oh, there's something about them. It's the anointing. That's what breaks the yoke, not you. And it's self-selection. Can we be on our feet, please? So you see, it doesn't take great giftings to be used by God. It takes the willingness to be pure, the decision to remain clean. It takes the running away from sin, from that which contaminates, and the running after, pursuing of the fruit of the Spirit. If we're willing to do those 3 things, we're a vessel of honor, set apart, fit, ready for the master's use. This is the year of expansion. I don't know what your dreams are. We're in April in 2017. I don't know where you are on your journey. But today, make the right choice. Make the right choice. Choose to be a vessel of honor. Even as I've been speaking, perhaps the Lord's brought certain things to your mind, certain things that you need to purge yourself of. If we could just, again, put your hand on your heart. This is inner stuff. Choose to tell him now that I'll purge myself of these things. And then some of us need to run from some stuff, to flee from them. Again, you know the things that you have to flee from. Make the right choice. The strength to do it is here. And then, if you need to pursue some stuff, if you need to pursue righteousness, that's how you remain clean. If you need to pursue faith, so you can hide his word in your heart. If you need to pursue more love, I believe we all need to pursue more love all the time. Forgiveness. To pursue it as if your life depends on it, because it does. And to pursue peace. Peace at home. Peace at work. Peace in the family. Peace at church. Peace with your neighbor. Pursue peace. If it depends on you, you do your bit.